Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. A century ago, a good number of news stories questioned the sanity of Butte's citizens. Man thought insane, taken into custody. William Elias, a man who is thought to be somewhat mentally unbalanced, was taken into custody by Under Sheriff Jack Malia and Deputy Sheriff C.A. Roberts. He's now in the county jail, awaiting a hearing as to his sanity. Fred Seeger, insane, worried about war. Special dispatch to the miner. Fred Seeger, 67 years of age, a resident of Lewistown and a native of Germany, has been adjudged insane. Worry over the war contributed to the man's mental collapse. Headline: Hope Brain Operation May Cure Auto Thief. Marcel Parsons, 27 years old, entered the hospital today to undergo an operation for removal of pressure on the brain. He and his physicians hope this cures him of a desire to steal automobiles. Parsons is under indictment for the theft of an automobile and is said by county officers to have confessed to a number of similar misdeeds. Generally, a pest house harbored those thought to have infectious disease, but this one seems to have housed a gentleman with some reasoning deficiencies. Headline: Responsible to self for frostbitten toes, Peter O'Brien escaped from the pest house in Butte on one wintry night, scantily clad. When reapprehended, he had lost several toes by frostbite. He sued the county for damages, alleging that he was out of his head and criminal negligence on the part of his guards allowed him to escape. The district court non-suited him, and the Supreme Court today affirmed that decision. And finally, headline: Charges he tickled her under the chin. Mrs. Ringer, coming from Rosebud County, was adjudged insane today by the county board. Mrs. Ringer appeared in the office of the county attorney with an axe hidden in the folds of her dress and entered a complaint about a neighbor. The axe was discovered, and being asked what it was for, she replied that when she appeared before the county attorney of Rosebud County to make a complaint, the attorney tickled her under the chin, and if anyone else attempted such a familiarity with her again, the fate of the holiday turkey would be his. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.